Sup, everybody.
Britt, why are you watching this show?
Yeah, we Colby was spying on you in your own home.
I was.
Well, it's technically his home, so it's technically spying.
No.
I mean, yeah, you have every right to look in on what's happening in your home.
No, I'm fine.
But apparently they're watching the show. Who's they, by the way?
Her mom's there.
No.
Yeah, see?
This is not for parents, okay?
I'm embarrassed.
I am actually a parent.
Surprisingly.
So, I can't say it's not for parents. I look so fat. Have I always looked this? What's going on?
I just look skinnier. Just rubbing it in your face. I think
we should have quit.
Oh, man. It's just got me.
Rock hard!
It's been so long for subs that Taylor is not only the last latest sub, but she's also the newest latest sub.
There you go. That's the only one.
14 months of Stockholm Syndrome. It's actually approaching 14 years, I think, is what you're closer to. But hey, Maniche, how are you doing? Ziafib, good to see you. Ziafib says he has to be nice to you now.
Why?
Because you're making designs for him.
I ain't making shit. Especially him. I said that.
I know.
Said that.
I told him you said that.
He's like, I ain't doing it.
I told him you said that.
I ain't doing it.
I know. It's a
dick.
Hey, I got a number for you.
Oh, yeah?
7 out of 25. You know what that is?
Times you got in the hole first try?
No. That's a way lower number. On both sides. Like, it's like 0 out of 1.
I don't know why that came in my head real quick.
7 is the amount of current subs we have.
Mm-hmm.
And 25 is the amount we need for a 3rd emote. Just throwing that out there. We've been over here busting our tails.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's been tough for us, man.
Nope, not once. Not one day. We've been here consistently.
Such a high-quality program. How could you not want to support?
I blame you.
It's 100% my fault. It is 100% my fault. It's me.
Gone.
I will get. I mean, it's me. I take credit. It's me. On Wednesday of last week, I went to the doctor. I passed out, had a small seizure, didn't feel very good the next day. So, you know, didn't want to really do a show. Okay. Sunday, Chris had her bachelorette party on Saturday. I didn't get to see her that much. I wanted to hang out on Sunday. Didn't do a show.
I mean, that's actually real sweet. You know, for a man who says he has no soul or feelings.
I literally stream every day.
You were like, aw.
I think
I missed her. I had a day without her. I missed her. I wanted to hang out with her.
Whenever
That's
we
actually touching.
Whatever the last day was, we did not do this show. Whatever that last Sunday was.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was like January 9th or something was our first Sunday back.
Probably when I was sick or
whatever. No, whatever that was, that was the last day I didn't stream. Like, I've streamed every day this year up till last Sunday. So, like, I took a day.
That's crazy.
Okay? I took a day.
That's crazy.
People still do that gesture anymore?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then take it.
If not, bring it back.
Bring it back, dude.
So, yeah, we got some stuff to talk about,
dude,
I guess.
Dude, we have so much stuff to talk about, man.
We missed, like, 2 weeks of stuff.
ZFM, you don't have to be nice to him. All right, I'm going to force him to make your stuff.
Fucking bitch. I want the love that's been.
Yeah, be nice
so
to him.
Long.
It'll make my life easier if you're like, what do you mean you haven't had the love in forever?
I haven't had his love in forever.
Why did Taylor say yes, how sweet, but she did it in the SpongeBob upcase, lowercase letters like it's not sweet?
I don't know.
It was nice of me.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, granted, she, I think, napped through the entire period that I would have done the show. So I probably still could have done it.
Nice.
But I didn't feel like doing it. So.
No, I went to Dempsey Biscuit Company, man.
Oh, dude, did you get a spicy one?
No, even though their basic was... I got their Bloody Mary.
Okay.
That shit was spicy.
What is it? What is it? Britt loves Bloody Marys, right?
Yeah.
Something's happening.
Bloody Maria. That's it.
Bloody Maria.
It's got tequila in it.
I like tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But these were Bloody Marys.
My family.
And they were spicy as shit.
I don't know what's going on. I think, I touched your leg. First of all, you guys don't know this, but Colby is wearing jeans
Give
today.
Give it some more.
even though you can't see what we're wearing from the bottom down, it makes me feel uncomfortable that he is dressed so nicely. Look at that. Look at that. Name brand socks. Name brand pants. Name brand shoes with a hole in them. Like, look at this high quality stuff.
That's getting real bad.
Yeah, they probably should.
Ow.
Should probably get new shoes.
Ow, I can't. These shoes don't exist anymore.
Why do you need those exact shoes?
Because they're swag.
Why can't I just... Can I just...
Don't do it. Bands. You will make me a liar.
Here they are, right here. $36. Stop right it. There on Zappos. $36. Come on, dude.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me. They're right there. $36.
Fake news. That's a fake Google site. You knew I was asking for this.
Those are a little lighter than what you're wearing in your defense. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, there they are right there.
I do
there,
need
so.
To get new ones. But yeah. I have so many Vans.
Colby literally has three or four pairs of Vans in just different shades of gray.
Yeah
it's ridiculous. Because when we moved him into his apartment, I was like, where's the left shoe for this? And then I picked up another left shoe that looked exactly the same. But he's like, no, hold them under this light. And I looked at them, and they were slightly different grays.
Slightly, yeah. One's denim, one's dark heather. I don't know.
Like, why? Why do you have that?
I need to throw out the gray ones and then just get the spectrum.
Did you do a rainbow or just a spectrum of black?
No, the rainbow.
No, I think you'd do a grayscale spectrum, dude.
It would match my shirts.
You know, like when you open a Photoshop and you have like the histogram and you have the brightness slider, you just do the brightness slider from black to white. That's all you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then occasionally, and one was sidewalk, the other was onyx. Yeah, that's exactly. Why do I keep touching your leg?
Your foot's close to my leg,
man. I sit in the same spot every time.
You want me to be over here?
I don't know why you're closer.
Look at you.
I don't. We don't need to look at me. Audience don't want to look at me. Don't look at me.
Whatever, man.
Anyway, what was I saying?
Dude, I watched that Swiss Army Man.
Oh, God, why? Isn't that one where, like, the guy puts his hand up Harry Potter's butt and talks about with him?
Yes, no, he's a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah, pass.
No, that's not it.
Oh.
He does fart a lot, though.
So it's not about that?
No, he does not operate him like a puppet.
Oh, I thought he did.
No, I mean, he manipulates his body, but he does not move his mouth to speak.
So no,
that's the one thing
no
he can do.
Entering.
Daniel Radcliffe is dead, but he can speak. So his body's dead, but he can still speak.
That's also your greatest nightmare about me, is what? That I will die, but somehow still be able to talk to you.
At that point, maybe I'd want it. I'd be like, he's dead. I can't talk to him anymore. Oh, fuck, there he is.
Hey, man, what's up today? How you doing? It's me, Ghost of Seth. How you doing, man? What you wearing? Well, gray again, huh? Big choice. You know you're 75 now. You should probably upgrade your wardrobe. Nah, never mind. You're old now. You're never
it's
changing.
Be all black.
How's the kids?
They're
excuse
great.
Me. I'm speaking,
they're
sir.
They're great, man.
I'm the ghost. I'm speaking.
Excuse me, sir. I'm speaking. sir, I'm speaking.
Just never get to leave.
That was the best skit.
You just poop, and I just come like out of the floor. Hey, what you doing? Oh,
he's not a ghost.
Tonight, huh?
He's not a ghost.
No, I am, though.
Why are you? That's not the point.
That's what I hope happens.
No.
I hope I come
also,
back and I haunt
you.
If
we're in the Swiss Army Man situation, I ain't dragging you around like he drags Harry Potter.
Hey, what if we make a movie where a ghost haunts...
Money rains down on the Sahara.
That one, we're going to make. It's going to get funding sometime, okay?
He was dead the first time you saw him, Menace. You have no idea.
It sounds like a great plot. What if we make a movie where... A man is haunted by a ghost. Hey, April, how are you? Man is haunted by a ghost. And then the man that is haunted dies and wants revenge, so he haunts the ghost that was haunting him. Hauntception.
Sounds like a...
What about that
sounds
movie?
Like a short film.
Dude,
we
let's make it.
Make that an hour and 30 minutes.
Let's make it, dude.
Nah.
We can make it an hour and 30 minutes. What about a third way into the movie, a contest appears about... Sahara Money Drop. And that's how Sahara Money Drop starts. And the ghost is Matthew McConaughey. And the host that ghost that was being haunted was Kevin Hart. And The Rock's there. And he's got to beat the ghosts to get the money. And everything goes wrong.
I need your brain to stop coming up with idiotic ideas.
Oh, it's been a long time since we've done this show. There's a lot of idiot up here right now.
I mean, yeah, it's flowing real strong.
It's flowing, man. Yeah. And we got so much stuff
it's
to talk
not,
about.
It's not a dribble. It's,
we
a,
got,
it's a spray right now.
Oh, the ghost has a map to the money. Dude, now I got to give Maniche a producer credit, dude.
No, we don't.
No, we don't?
No.
So you have to stalk the ghost to get the map to the treasure.
No.
Dude, yeah, the ghost that's haunting you.
These are the dumbest ideas ever.
Oh, what if the ghost that haunts you? He let slip one day that he has a map to treasure. And ghosts can't lie. Everyone knows it. So you know that it's a truth fact.
They can absolutely.
So the guy kills himself to become a ghost so he could follow the ghost into the afterlife and steal from his ghost belongings the treasure.
And why would he need treasure if he's a ghost?
Inheritance.
He can't give it to anybody. To his kids?
He can get on Davy Jones' boat. Flying Dutchman, and he can fly it back to the to their life. It's a great escape style movie too. It's a heist movie, it's a horror movie, and a great escape. It's brilliant.
You know what happens when you combine movies like that?
You make billions?
Turns out really bad.
Nah, you make billions.
It turns out horrible.
No. They made Dwayne The Rock Johnson calls Climb a Skyscraper with no leg. Okay? If that movie can make money...
It didn't.
It might not have. You
it
might
did
be
in
right.
China.
Well, that's all, man. We get those Chinese ghost money. That's all it is.
It's also in China.
We can have an all-Asian cast. I don't care. Where does this ghost can't lie come from?
Right,
that's just a fact. The ghost can't lie. Everyone knows that, Will Taylor. And if you didn't, now you do. So, ghost can't lie. That's a fact. Because you lie, you get punished. And you can't be punished for your ghost. You're already dead. So, that's flawless logic.
Yin Craigasm?
Yin. 1 million yin.
What's Craigasm?
Craigasm is an emote, but Menace got lazy and he didn't want to finish it. But I see the emote in my head when he puts it in chat. You need to get to that spot. See, there it is. The red X. You like it?
Okay. Yeah.
There it is.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, we've got Marvel's Avenger trailer to watch, a Toy Story 4 trailer to watch, Aladdin trailer to watch. We got
seen it.
No, I haven't seen Aladdin or Toy Story.
Seen it.
James Gunn's back.
Seen it.
The X-Men are now officially in Disney.
Seen it.
Lucasfilm is back. LucasArts, the video game company that Lucasfilm owns.
Seen it.
They're back. You have not seen that. I know you haven't seen that. Google has a new video game company now. There's a new brand of iPods. Like, new iPods are released, man.
What?
AirPods.
Yeah.
AirPods, not iPods. Yeah. AirPods, yeah.
I was going to say iPods.
Yeah, iPods are dead.
What?
They're dead. That's all the stuff we got to talk about tonight.
Well, let's get to some...
What do you want to talk about, man?
Just start with the one topic and go down the list.
Marvel trailer?
Yeah, man.
Should we watch it?
Let's watch it.
Let's watch it.
Oh, shit. It's Tony Stark.
God, seems like 1,000 years ago.
It does. It's very long.
I fought my way in that cave. Became Iron Man.
You became Iron Man.
Realized I loved you.
Oh.
I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
So why'd they ruin that he is back on Earth?
How do you know he is? Because he's going to be back there right before Avengers Endgame shows up on screen, man. I predicted this. Prophet!
All we can do
they
is
dust.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Right after that.
They also dusted half of Hawkeye's hair.
Is this the start over?
Did they, like, hear that everyone, like, they got shit on for not having great music?
Dude, I...
And then they're just coming up strong.
Just keep making
theme.
This song. This could play the entire movie, and it would
Have
be great.
Have you seen those videos? There's videos on YouTube that literally just overlap this song with other movies.
It's so good!
It works.
Even if there's a small chance, we owe this to everyone who's not in this room to try.
That is
yeah, dude.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Pencil jump.
Whatever it takes.
I like this one.
Dude, that's...
So, are they going to come out with more trailers, or is that it?
Oh, that's it. That's 100% it. We might get TV spots with, like, 6 frames of new footage, you know? But I think that's it. I think that's all we need. Mm-hmm. What else do you need? This movie, this trailer, first of all, confirms everything I said last Sunday.
What?
I'm a prophet.
You mean 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, whatever. The last Sunday show. I predicted Avengers Endgame, and this trailer just backs me up.
No,
every little bit of this.
Explain yourself.
Okay, so they're showing all of these past segments.
Uh-huh.
Because they're going to go to the past, like I predicted. And it's going to be a... I'm not wearing hockey pads. It's going to be so good, dude.
No, they're putting this bullshit...
They ain't nostalgia in you.
Yeah.
That's not it.
No, because they don't have more footage to release. They're not showing anything.
It's double meaning, man.
Is it?
It's a double meaning. And then once you get past all this stuff, okay, you get to like... you get to the new footage. First of all, right here, Hawkeye wearing ankle monitor. Okay, his child going to die. Right there. Goodbye, child. Goodbye, half of Hawkeye's hair.
You think he'll dust like half? Just it
his hair off? Is going to be so distracting to me in this movie. Right. I'm not going to, like, if his children die there, and then I'm fairly certain that in this scene right here where he's talking to Cap, because he's like, we will or whatever.
No, back.
Back, right? Like, right.
I don't know where the hell you're looking.
It's like right around here. Somewhere. Yeah, right here. This scene right here where he's talking to Cap, okay? What he's got half the hair. That's him on the farm. That's him on the farm right there. He calls Cap and he's like, what happened? You know, because he's on house arrest. He can't go anywhere, you know?
He doesn't have that hair when he's messing with his kid, does he?
What do you mean like me and everyone else predicted? Taylor, did you even listen to last Sunday? I went deep. I predicted when the scenes changed. Profit, dude. Okay, yes. Anyway.
Sadly, that was 2 weeks ago. I don't remember.
So he's going to have this right here. This haircut,
yeah.
And so that means he's going to watch his child dust in front of his eyes, and the first thing he's going to do is call Captain America and be like, what happened? The second thing he's going to do is break out his razor. And I'm not going to be able to think about what makes a man decide, I'm going to shave my head right now, after he just watched a child die. I'm feeling like a list of priorities. Cutting your hair into a sweet 80s faux hawk is probably not high on the list when my child's die right in front of my eyes.
I doubt it. Go back to the scene with his kid. Yeah, normal hair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, that haircut is him in Japan.
No.
Far in the future.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
Dude, listen to the prophet.
Shush.
He's on the farm. You see Linda Cardellini right back there at the picnic table.
He may be in the farm in that scene, but I'm saying it's later. Hold on.
Why would they go to the farm?
Why
is he on house arrest? Taylor, you need to watch the MCU.
Okay, look.
Civil War.
Look. Crazy haircut.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
Long widow hair. This is in the future. Now it's back to the red.
Yes, I'm going to get to these scenes to prove my prophecy, okay? Because remember...
But this is not on the farm, right?
That is.
No, it's not.
That's on the farm.
No, it's not.
That's what... See, look. That's when Cap shows up to tell him what went wrong. Because remember, the dialogue...
No!
The dialogue here supports it. Listen to the dialogue. Listen to it. He says
we will.
Yeah, but that's
because we're gonna avenge your family.
Yeah, exactly. That's right at the start. He's like, what
it's
happened? He's
right
like, Thanos got six jewels, he snapped, everyone died, and he's like, you better fix this, Cap, we gotta get our revenge.
He gets the haircut
and he's
over
like,
time
will.
Because he eventually
dude, you remember
tries
that.
To like morph into some persona to kill Asian people.
You wanna bet?
Mm-hmm.
How much you want to bet? What do you want to bet, man?
He won't have that haircut until future time frame.
Because
There's going to be, we already know, there's going to be literally right after the snap.
Yes.
And then in the future a ways, while the snap is still happening, they're dealing with it.
Third show.
Menace, you didn't get two shows. You think we're going to add another one on? Anywho, okay. Future time frame.
Yeah.
And then back through all the other times. Go, continue with your point.
All right. Anyway. So, all this stuff happens, okay? Like, this scene right here, Ant-Man, like, going like, where is everybody? Okay? This stuff right here.
Uh-huh.
This is Ant-Man coming out of the wormhole in the future.
Because
remember, as a prophet, I predicted that he and Tony Stark figure out how to go back in time.
Uh-huh.
So there's going to be scenes in this trailer that this is, I think, right at the beginning of the movie.
No.
I think so.
No, that's Scarlet going to get Ronan.
No.
Him.
Wait, well, what city skyline is this?
That's Tokyo.
Okay, you might be right about that then, because of the whole skyline thing.
Yeah, no, I know I'm right.
Okay, calm down, dude.
No, I know I'm right.
That's Avengers facility. See, like, I think stuff like this, like her practicing at the Avenger facility, I think this is like right afterwards because she's got blonde hair. Like,
yeah,
it's
a little longer though.
I think every time you see her blonde hair, current time frame. Every time you see red hair, it's in the future, and then at some point they're going to meld back in. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. What do you think about Captain Marvel being at the end, man?
No, I'm just ready.
She looks good, man.
Because you think that I think she's going to be. Me and Britt were talking about this. I think she's going to be a completely different character.
Well,
in Infinity,
like everyone's like Thor tests her by moving the hammer and she doesn't flinch. You know, it's like imagine what she'd seen.
Yeah.
Up in space over the last 20 years. Like,
no,
you think a flying hammer?
A hard-ass motherfucker.
That's what
man.
I'm saying. You think she cares about a flying hammer? She probably saw, like, chimpanzees crawling out of a man's nose at some point.
Her personality is going to be better. And, yeah, she's going to be way more experienced because it's been
20
years.
Well, the Russos have always taken every character and made them better.
Yeah, but it's
every
also been
20 time.
Years since Captain
yes.
Marvel's movie.
Yes. I just got a fat win in PUBG Mobile. Killed four people. Dude, did you ever kill four people in PUBG Mobile?
Yeah. I got chicken dinner, yeah.
Yeah, I believe you. Yeah, why are you so aggressive about it?
Because you're acting like I didn't.
I just asked a question.
Uh-huh.
Calm down over there, okay? Dude, I am more excited about Avengers Endgame than I think I've ever been about anything in my life.
Really?
If someone was like, you can have $10 million or you can watch Avengers Endgame, I would really have to think.
Couldn't you just take that $10 million?
No, if you take the $10 million, you can't ever watch it.
Mm.
You'll never see another frame. Mm. You'll never hear da 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 ever again. It's gone.
What about the next Avengers movie?
Can't watch it.
So you're just done.
I'm done. $10 million, no more MCU for you.
I don't know. That's a hard.
That's one. Hard, right?
That's pretty.
I mean, with $10 million, my life would be better.
Yeah.
Out of debt, not have to worry about bills and stuff, but. Is life really worth it if you can't see the Avengers movies? I don't think it is.
What if it's...
That means I gotta watch DC, keep the money. Yeah, we can watch Shazam with our $10 million. I kinda wanna see Shazam, actually. It looks pretty funny. Do you know the guy who plays Ronan Accuser's right-hand man, the Jimon Hounsou guy? He's also in that Blood Diamond movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
That guy. Did you know he's also the Shazam guy? The guy who gives Shazam his powers? The Say My Name guy. With the white stringy hair?
No.
Okay. Just never mind.
You know he's also a fish man in Aquaman?
Yeah. Yeah. He's in everything.
Plays a fish man.
Yeah. He went from the DC. He went from the Marvel Universe to DC, then back to Marvel, and now he's back in DC again.
Mm-hmm.
The man is sleeping around. He needs to calm down.
Dude, the man wants to work.
Apparently, okay, here's an alternate reality universe where the Avengers Endgame poster is instead of everyone who lived, it's everyone who died. What do you think, man?
I like the other one better.
It is better, right? But it's got Doctor Strange, it's got Spider-Man.
No.
No.
Nope. No. I like the other one better.
For $10 million, I'll personally destroy any copy of any MCU movie that ever existed. Wow. Why does she watch this show?
I don't know. Yeah, man. Avengers looks tight.
It looks so good.
It looks tight.
It looks so good, looks dude. Tight. How do you think they're going to work in the X-Men? Do you think they're going to do anything with this movie at all? I personally don't.
If anything, it's like Menace said a little while ago.
Yeah, he said that they would like go back in time and it'll introduce the X-Genes.
Something.
That I think is the reigning theory on the Reddits that because of the snap and bringing people back or whatever, something with the snap happens and it basically activates the mutant X gene inside people that lay dormant until whatever they do activates. Now, the film is done.
Yeah.
We talked about this 2 weeks ago when I talked about when I prophesied the future.
Yeah.
Okay? The film's done.
Yeah, but they knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, and also, a lot of people that say there's no time, the shawarma scene at the end of Avengers... Mm-hmm. One was filmed after the premiere. The one with Tony Stark, Thor, Captain America, Scarlett Johansson, all of them. Filmed after the premiere in time for it to be shown in theaters. So they definitely can add something.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they will.
But do you think they
will? Will be something. If it's not in the movie, it's after credits.
Well, I think it'll definitely be after credits. But do you think there'll be something at the very end of the movie? Like, maybe a bald man in a wheelchair, like, opening his eyes, dude. I don't think they can, and here's why.
Dark Phoenix is about
They would have to do it with a little tiny character. Because you couldn't have Charles Xavier at the end of the movie, because how you're going to cast someone good as Charles Xavier. So you're not going to just pull some rando off the street and put him in your movie to play Charles Xavier. And there's no way you're going to keep your hiring of a big name actor to play Charles Xavier secret that close to the movie. There's just no way, right? Unless they get some unknown, which Kevin Feige could do.
You don't have spoilers for this movie yet?
No, there's no spoilers for Endgame right now.
There's no spoilers for Game of Thrones either?
No! No!
I think they finally figured out, like, the method.
There's too many! Stupid. When they start getting delivered to places, there'll be spoilers. But it won't be like, we're not going to know the whole series, I don't think, month in advance like we did last time. I don't know, man. It's tough. Wolverine? I don't know. I don't think Hugh Jackman's going to do it. I could honestly see them picking someone that's not a figurehead. Like, I think Professor X might need to be literally the only character in X-Men that needs to be a big-name actor because he's the father figure. I think you could cast Cyclops. You could cast Gambit, Wolverine, Storm. All these people, you could get no-name actors. And I think
really
it would be fine.
Wolverine?
I think the smartest thing to do for Wolverine would get a no-name actor because then you lose all your biases. Like, if they're like, because Hugh Jackman is Wolverine.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to pick someone else to be Wolverine?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You got to pick no one.
Like,
so
I mean,
that
if,
they could...
if they picked a nobody to play Genie, you're not comparing the nobody to Robin Williams.
Exactly.
You're comparing Will Smith
that's
to Robin
right.
Williams.
That's right. I think that's the only that logical sense. Step for those characters. Now, for Professor X, I think you got to get someone big.
Yeah.
But I think for Wolverine especially, it's like, you got to pick someone no-name. I don't want the guy who plays the Punisher to be Wolverine because I want that guy to be the Punisher. He is amazing as the Punisher. What's his name? John?
Berenthal.
Berenthal, yeah. I want that guy is the Punisher. And I want that guy to be the Punisher forever and ever.
What?
Amen. He's going to be on Disney Plus, dude.
Oh, you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think so.
You think they'll bring over Daredevil?
I don't know. I think Daredevil and Punisher are the two that have a chance.
Yeah. Iron Fist is getting canceled.
Iron Fist last season was apparently good.
Luke Cage is getting canceled.
Luke Cage could stay away.
Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones was okay. The first season of Jessica Jones had an amazing villain. The second season was trash, horrible garbage. It was a family drama. I don't care about your family, Jessica Jones. I don't care about your family. Okay?
That's where Mr. Robot went bad. Season 2 was all about his dad, and it was weird.
I just don't care about your daddy issues. We all got dad issues. Suck it up, dude. Contract with Netflix says those characters appeal at anything 2 years after cancellation. Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I think it'll be fine. Disney, the mouse gets
what
the mouse wants. Yes. That's what and I think there's no problem. But I do think that X-Men is gonna be sweet, dude. I think Dark Phoenix is gonna come out. The best case scenario here is Dark Phoenix comes out, everyone dies in Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
And then it goes to an alternate reality with the snap and no one's confused. But
you
I don't think
the snap's gonna happen in Dark Phoenix,
no,
do you?
Absolutely not. I think legally, because of antitrust, legally, they were not allowed to work on anything related to what Fox owned until, I think it was Wednesday, was it yesterday or the day before, when they officially became part of Disney. Yeah. Legally. Now, I'm sure Kevin Feige is on the phone going, Wolverine. You know, I'm sure that's happening, but legally, I don't think they could. Because technically, I think it's like for antitrust or whatever, they weren't allowed to team before they were fully purchased, which I don't understand because I feel like you could get a work around that by some lawyer being like, here's a temporary contract for Disney and Fox to work together ahead of merger, you know, but maybe they're not allowed to do new business or something. I don't know, dude. Whatever. The 10-year finale of the new MCU movies better be Avengers vs. X-Men. I personally think, my personal opinion is that it's going to be Fantastic Four leading the way now. That's what I think.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, I think the X-Men will be huge, don't get me wrong, but I think that the Fantastic Four are going to be the new Avengers. They're going to be the figurehead family, and that's what I think.
God, that sounds terrible.
Well, yeah, but so does Guardians of the Galaxy before you watch the movie. You know, MCU, one thing that Kevin Feige's good at is taking characters that sound like garbage and making them into something good.
That's true.
I mean, he literally took Captain America and made him good. That dude's literally just strong. It's his only power. He's strong. And they made him good somehow, you know? Mm-hmm. Black Widow still sucks. But she's going to get her own movie and maybe it'll be good, you know? And now, apparently, Emma Watson is going to be the second female lead in Black Widow, man.
What?
Yeah, she's going to be the, I don't know if the bad guy or...
What?
Yeah. Yeah, but wouldn't that be cool?
That'd
see
be
Emma Watson in there?
Weird.
Yeah, I'd love the Fantastic Four to show up. Galactus can be the new Thanos. Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people are thinking, because the Fantastic Four have a lot of... They have a lot of roots in Earth, but they also have all these cosmic things that could happen. You know? I just wonder if they'll skip the origin story. I think my biggest question, and I honestly think that we're not going to get any of this, but my biggest question for Endgame is, are there going to be ripples from the snap? And that's how they're going to use it to explain the appearances of all this stuff. You know, like throwaway comments like, oh, the thing went to Mars or whatever because we were doing research so the snap doesn't happen again, you know, and that'll be the explanation for all these new superheroes to show up. Mm-hmm. Because technically, like, Scarlet Witch is an X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's not a Mind Stone created person. She's an X-Men, you know? So
maybe Von Strucker's work gets a little more intensive?
Yeah, or when they go back from my prophecy and make copies of the stones, it messes with it. And instead of Wanda being made from the Mind Stone, it awakened the X gene inside her, and that's why they also can bring back Quicksilver that way.
A human being in Tony Stark is not going to copy...
Dude, he's going to copy it, dude!
...a universe-created Infinity Stone. No.
He's gonna do it, dude.
No!
He's gonna do it.
He cannot code the universe.
He's going to do it!
It won't.
Shuri did it in, what's the name of the place?
No, they didn't.
What's it called?
She didn't finish.
What's the place?
Wakanda.
Yes, thank you. I keep wanting to say Vikander, and that's
Wakanda.
Not right.
Wakanda.
Wakanda. She did it there. She made a copy of the Mind Stone from Vision's Dome piece, dude. It's got to happen. What you guys keep saying, it's far-fetched. Right. You're going to be sitting there on April 24th and being like, my God, Seth is right about everything. I will tip $300 tomorrow at twitch.tv/zswigs. That's what they're all going to say.
Do you think... the wristbands that we've been seeing in the leaked set photos,
yeah,
with the white thingy,
mm-hmm,
maybe that's a holder.
That's what I'm saying.
For the stones.
He's going to make a copy of them, and then he's going to synthesize them, make new stones, new gauntlet, unsnap, which is like, I guess, I don't really... How do you... backward snap? Because, like, this is... I don't think you can... I don't know. Elon Musk coded the universe. That's a great point. Taylor's got us there. Tomorrow's Xenoverse 2, me versus Colin. So Perfect Darkness World is apparently a level 99 person in this fighting game, and ZFM-12 is a level 1, and apparently ZFM-12 has been talking mad trash to Perfect Darkness World about how he's going to whip his butt, and I'm a little worried that Perfect Darkness is going to decimate ZFM-12 and everything he knows and loves. What's your opinion on that?
Good luck.
Do it. Oh, my God. Each of the original team will hold one stone. Yeah, and I think they'll form it into a gauntlet, and they will give it to Hulk, and there's going to be a friggin'
There will not.
Infinity Gauntlet,
no.
Rematch, Thanos, Hulk.
No.
Yeah!
No.
Yeah!
If so, that will be the dumbest
It will
thing.
Be so good, dude!
I just rewatched Infinity War.
Yeah.
That Hulk versus Thanos fight was the stupidest thing.
Well, he just takes him out, dude.
Yeah. It's that, like, the Hulk's gotten punched before.
Yeah, the Hulk wussed out, dude. It ain't gonna be Captain Marvel. It's gonna be Hulk. They're saving the Hulk for something good, dude.
I hope it's a sacrifice.
Why would he sit all out of Infinity
kill
War? You can't kill the Hulk. The Hulk
kill
is
the
unkillable.
Green Man. I hate him.
I think they're gonna kill Black Widow in front of the Hulk, and then he's gonna get super rage-filled. He's going to turn into some type of rage monster, and he's going to take Thanos, and he's going to grab his booty cheeks like this, and he's going to rip it open, man.
Shit.
That's what I think's going to happen.
That's intense.
That might be a little bit more violent than maybe they'll show, but that's good. His arm's big, Taylor, intense, clearly. Man. They can't make a glove smaller.
They certainly can.
The movie's going to be a prequel, okay? Black Widow movie is a prequel. It's going to be her origin story.
No.
It's going to finally show what happened in Budapest.
It's probably Emma Watson's probably going to be her like protege.
No.
Yeah.
No, she's going to be her rival at Russian school. It's going to be Red Sparrow 2, dude.
You know how old Scarlett Johansson is?
Scarlett Johansson's going to stand on a desk, and she's going to disrobe and do this.
I don't think so.
Black Widow 2. Fox is in there, man! You got some basic instinct stuff happening now. Anything could happen, dude. Aliens burst out of chests. You just never know what's going to happen.
No.
Can't just say no.
I certainly can.
Yeah, it's, well, when that happens. Yeah, who, see, who, Menace is in. You in with me, right?
Who is the Black Widow movie for?
Black
for
Widow fans?
Adult women?
I don't know.
Young women?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, her story's kind of fucked up for young women.
So I say, it's going to be Red Sparrow 2, man.
Might be.
Did you ever see Red Sparrow?
No.
Don't ever watch it. It's not
Isn't
good.
That the one with Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah, it's the one where she disrobes and spread her legs on a desk.
Yeah, no.
It's not even worth watching for that scene, to be honest, because there's a scene at the end with a cheese grater.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, forever scarred me. Don't watch it.
Cool.
Don't watch it, man. But anyway. What were we talking about? Oh, you want to watch this Aladdin trailer? I haven't seen this Aladdin trailer. People say Genie's better.
You ready for you ready to like it?
I mean, I guess.
You ready to like it?
I mean, I liked it before just because of the music. Stop feet!
He's a parkour expert, man.
Why do you need that rug?
Love it for a second.
I mean, they're pretty good looking, but not like super good looking, so I kind of like that.
You stumbled upon an opportunity. I can make you rich.
You're far too sexy.
Rich enough to impress a princess.
Dude, look at Raja back there, though, dude.
There's a cave of wonders. Bring me the lamp.
Great one who summons me, I stand by my oath, loyalty to wishes three.
I'm kidding. Watch this.
Watch out! You done wound me up. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Looks pretty good, dude.
Hey, can you make me a prince?
There is a lot of gray area in make me a prince. I could just make you a prince.
Oh, no.
Y'all see my palace?
Look like a prince on the outside. But I didn't change anything on the inside.
Well, that's pretty good, man.
No, I'm in charge, okay? I say when it's time. Really?
That's pretty good, dude.
I thought a princess could go anywhere.
Not this princess. Do you trust me?
Oh, I could show you the world. Dude, there's emus now? I mean, I guess there were in the original.
That's a big-ass parrot.
Is there a big bird, dude?
That's a big-ass parrot.
Dude, that's in May? You know, we talked a million times about how this year for Disney is going to be stupid. And for some reason, I guess it hasn't hit me that it's starting. Like, that's in
Captain
2 months, dude.
Yeah, then they're about to hit it hard. Toy Story 4.
Right, they're like, here's Captain Marvel, that's your appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Endgame, this is your entree, it's your steak right here. And then they're like, here's 80 desserts. Like, what are they doing?
Yeah, man.
But yeah, he looks great, man.
Frozen 2?
Yeah. Well, Toy Story 4, I haven't seen this one either. Have you seen this?
Yeah, it looks dumb.
You're dumb.
I hate Toy Story.
You shut your whore mouth.
Bonnie made a friend in class.
What a story. She's already making friends.
No, she literally made a new friend. I want you to meet Forky.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Ah!
He's a spork.
Yes, yeah, I know.
That's Forky forked up,
the most
dude.
Important toy to Bonnie right now. We all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
What is the situation?
I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad, maybe chili.
He has an identity crisis, dude.
Buzz, we've got to get Forky.
Affirmative.
Why am I alive?
alive. Your Toy Story 1 again. Toy. You are going to help create happy memories that will last for the rest of her life.
No, it's actually Toy Story 3 again.
What?
Oh, yeah. Bo? Forky, come on. Bo?
Bo?
Hi there. My name is Gabby Gabby.
We can't stay.
Yes, you can, boy.
Pass.
What are you doing here?
No time to explain. Come with me.
Bo's a badass now.
Aw, Sheriff Woody, always coming to the rescue.
Bonnie needs Forky.
Woody, who needs a kid's room when you can have all of this?
Wow.
Woody, aren't we going to Bonnie?
Woody's getting tempted by the dark side, dude.
What would Woody do?
Jump out of a moving vehicle?
Let's go!
Hey, you gotta go, you gotta go.
If you should ever leave.
Oh my God, they got the saddest Beach Boys song too, man.
Toy life better than I could.
Open your eyes, Woody. There's plenty of kids out there. Sometimes change can be good.
You can't teach this old toy new tricks.
You'd be surprised.
Bonnie? We're going home for you.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't either.
Woody. To infinity and beyond.
Whoa, is that the new Andy?
Kids lose their toys every day.
I was made to help a child. I don't remember it being this hard.
Woody, somebody's whispering in your ear.
Everything's gonna be okay.
I don't know, man. I mean, I will go watch that, but I don't know, maybe it's because all the other movies I'm so excited about. That one's like, I don't know enough about it.
That one looks dumb.
It doesn't look dumb.
That was like, that was a 1990s trailer.
Well, it's a kid's movie.
In 2019.
Okay, I'll give you that. That's true. It does seem out of place. Where is the echoey, yeah, badass music? Yeah, man, where are the whoomps at, dude?
Yeah, where are the whoomps?
We need the whoomps. I'll still go see it, though. Yeah. It'll be good. You know it'll be good, probably.
I don't like Toy Stories. Toy Story 1 and 2 were great. Everything after that sucks.
There's only, first of all, there's only one Toy Story
you
after
don't
those.
Know that. Now there's two. Toy Story 3 was not good.
Toy Story 3 was excellent.
It was not good.
Excellent, dude.
I didn't like it.
Well, I didn't
like the purple bear.
If you don't like Spanish Buzz, then I don't know who you are anymore.
I don't remember that movie.
You don't remember Spanish Buzz?
I watched it once and hated
it. It's also got Last Man Standing in it.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, you should love that.
I don't.
Well, Colby's only saying that because he lost his favorite toy as a child. What was your favorite toy growing up, man?
Big old dildo.
You know your girlfriend's mom is watching.
Nah, they're out shopping now. We're fine.
I hope so, because that's all that's going on Instagram.
Can't you just let these slide on?
No, I can't let that
no
slide.
No one's gonna rewatch these episodes. Let that one slide.
No one's gonna watch the Instagram video either, man. Don't worry about it.
Like six people watch it.
Don't worry about it, man. James Gunn's back. You care at all? Got any opinion on it? I mean, I think it's really cool.
Oh, shit. No, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know this?
No.
James Gunn's back. He's gonna do Guardians of the Galaxy 3, but he's gonna do Suicide Squad first.
Oh, God.
Why?
Maybe it'd be good.
It can't be good, and I'll tell you why. Mm. It's a full reboot.
No,
and Will Smith's still
two.
Left. No, it's a full reboot.
It's Suicide Squad 2.
It's a full reboot.
How do you know that?
It's called The Suicide Squad. They released that this week. The Suicide Squad. It's a full reboot.
Are you fucking kidding?
And Will Smith is still not attached. If Will Smith is jumping ship, when he looked at Suicide Squad 1 and goes, okay, it's not going to be
no,
good.
He liked the one dude. He liked David Ayer.
Idris Elba replacing Will Smith.
What?
Yeah, dude. You're missing out, man.
When
you got too much work going on now, man. You're out of touch.
Since when is Deadshot black?
Is it Will Smith black?
Yeah. A Deadshot in the comics I thought was white.
Oh, so you're like, it's okay for Will Smith to do it because he's a white black man,
no,
but it's not okay for Idris Elba to do it?
He took the role, too.
Why are you upset about a black man?
I watched Arrow, and Deadshot was a white guy. A really creepy white guy.
Okay. bordering on racism here. I don't know how to react to this.
DeFranco? No. No, Taylor, I got a new job, and I cannot watch YouTube at that job.
Yeah, he's like, he's out of the loop now. He's old like me.
Yeah, I don't.
I never blown your mind on this show
I'm
before.
I'm currently watching The Office.
Why? So. Stop.
Nah.
That show is a scourge.
Dude, I'm rewatching the Robert California season.
Okay, that season's good. That season's good. I think me and you are the only people on the planet who love that season.
No, it's really good. He leaves, though. I don't think he's in.
No, he's like,
nine.
Yeah, he's like only in it for that
it's
season.
Only season eight, yeah. And it's so good.
Yeah, Robert California.
Once Nelly comes in, the show shot itself in the fucking head.
Which one is that? Is that the redheaded?
British,
yeah,
redded,
kill. I don't like that. Yeah,
nope.
yeah. Let it die. Nope. Yeah, but I think me and you are the only people who really liked Robert California. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I might like him better than
Robert
Michael Scott.
California is so good.
I think we like him because he's only there. Like he's like ice cream. Just get him for. If he would have stayed too long, I think it would have. Like his character wouldn't be a Michael who could keep being Michael for years and years. But for what he's there though, it's fantastic.
Yes.
My office is season 3 and the Robert California. I think that's my office.
Yeah.
No, but I'm tired of The Office. It's too popular.
Season 2 and 3 are good.
I'm tired of it. Tired of The Office. When Andy shows up, that's when it starts going downhill.
That's season 3 and 2.
He's in it that early?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Then it's just Robert California.
I think it's season...
I thought season 4 was when he went to the branch. Because I thought the season finale...
What in the fuck is happening?
What is happening? You hear that?
Yeah.
What is that? What is that? It got picked up on the...
That's not a mouse.
It got picked up on the audio. Whatever it was. Do you think it's a PlayStation?
I don't know. That's
what was that?
That sounds so creepy.
I don't hear it anymore.
I hear it. I don't know, man. I still hear it.
I hear it too.
It's very faint, but it's just like a.
You think it's? I think it might be the PlayStation.
Ah!
You son of, I hate everything about who you are! You hear it now?
Yes.
Yeah, it's over here. Is it your shoe?
No. No.
I just heard it again. It's a rumble.
Yeah.
It goes, and then it goes, wee, 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 wee.
Is it your computer?
Maybe it's the fan. Oh, maybe, what a. I think it's this. Yeah, that's what it is.
No.
That's what it is. It's this fan blade right here, man. That's 100% what it is.
Oh, my fucking God.
So, this is the show now.
Dude, what is that?
That's my fan, dude!
Turn it off! That sounds so creepy.
I don't know if I can.
That was weird.
Let's just see if it stops on its own.
Okay, what the hell were we talking about?
End of the show. I don't know, man. We were talking about The Office. Why are we talking about The Office? Why are we talking about a show that wasn't relevant when we started the show? We're talking about it now.
I don't know.
I'm the Lizard King.
I blew the... Yeah, I'm the fucking Lizard King.
Oh, my God.
That's actually awesome. Show those fucking stupid people who bring up old tweet shit.
Yeah, dude. That's what I'm happy about, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, he handled it the right way, and then everyone stood up for him, and Disney jumped the gun, and now they made it up. I think that's fine. It's not very often, especially with Disney, I think, that they would. Because Disney could afford to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know?
But they know they had someone.
Well, I think this is, again, another win for Kevin Feige. Yeah. You know he's over there beating that Feige drum.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be, dude. Yeah, and Batista, too. Like, he's like, I'm not going to do it. You know? Fight me. And you can't fight Batista.
I wouldn't want to.
No, he would kill you. He fought James Bond for 10 minutes and died. It's the worst part of that Spectre movie. I'm watching all the James Bonds again.
Why?
Dude, they're pretty good, man. They're pretty good.
I like two.
Casino Royale is good.
I like that one's one of my favorites.
Quantum of Solace
sucks.
Here, I'm going to tell you, okay?
Nope, sucks.
Quantum of Solace.
Rewatched it, sucks.
Here's what did you rewatch it right after Casino Royale? Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I'm literally watching 1, 2, 3, 4. Skyfall and Casino Royale work fine by themselves. You don't need to watch other movies. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm going to like Spectre better right after. I feel like if you took Skyfall out, Spectre might work better. Because Quantum of Solace has no beginning or end. It feels like a middle. The entire movie feels like a middle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because it is literally a direct sequel to Casino Royale. The entire the movie literally starts the second after Casino Royale ends. And I don't remember it being that way when I first watched it. So it's okay as a movie. It's better if you think of it as an extension of Casino Royale. By itself, with no context, it's not really that good. But Skyfall, amazing by itself. I haven't made it to Spectre yet. But I think the problem with Spectre is that Skyfall's so good. It's so good.
No, the problem with Spectre is it completely leaves the genre that these new films have been in.
Agreed. It went a little too James Bond-y.
Yeah, it did. It went way more Pierce Brosnan kind of shit.
Well, and also, I think that Skyfall was so good that Spectre, I think both of us went into Spectre expecting it to be like Skyfall again because it's the same director and everything, and it wasn't nearly as good. And I think so. We thought it was worse than maybe it was. Oh, but I don't know. I'm going to watch it again. We'll find out. So
no, it's still just.
Which had my favorite villain? Oh, definitely. I think Skyfall has the best villain. The best thing about Skyfall is that the villain of Skyfall is kind of ambiguous because you got a Thanos-like villain in Skyfall where you kind of feel for the main guy. Because he was super loyal, and then M just coldly threw him to the side.
Yeah.
And you go through that entire movie, and like, because I'm watching it. I literally started, I think, last night watching it. Like, the opening of that movie is her leaving an agent to die in a chair. That's literally how the movie starts. Bond runs into a room, and he's like, I've got, I think his name's Ronson. It's like, I got Ronson here. I need to stop the bleeding. And she's like, no, leave him. And he leaves, and
that's
like
the beginning of Skyfall.
That's literally the beginning of Skyfall. And he like looks at like James Bond as he's leaving, like, you're just leaving me here to die. And James Bond's like, yeah. And they get in the car, and she's like, the medical's on the way. And he's like, they're gonna be too late. Hmm. And then he died. And then fighting on the train, and Moneypenny shoots him. And that's the second time M is like, take the shot. And then she disregards James Bond, and he pretends to be dead. So you got a lot of build up. For the main villain, who is basically betrayed by M, is being like, well, I could kind of see why he would be mad, you know? And so I think that's why it's so good, you know? Because they're very...
just shot gorgeous.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And I think Spectre is the same way, but I think we were so taken aback by...
Nope.
What it is, it's literally like... I think as I'm rewatching them, it's like, great film, follow up. Great film,
you know,
follow up.
I
and
like?
I expected great
no.
films
you know
each
who
time.
I don't like, and this is going to be an unpopular opinion, I feel like.
No, go for it.
Christoph Waltz.
Oh, no, I'm with you. He's way overrated.
Yeah.
Learn to speak English!
He was fan-fucking-tastic in Inglourious Basterds and Django Unchained. Django Unchained, he started to vary because he's the same fucking guy.
He's the same guy. That's one of my problems.
Every single other movie, he's the same fucking guy.
He won it. I think he got super lucky winning that Oscar because he won it for Inglourious Basterds, right?
I have no idea.
I think he won his Oscar for Inglourious Basterds, where he was like unknown, and Quentin Tarantino had the best casting director of all time.
Role. Oh my god!
It was so great. And then every movie he's been in, from that movie to Alita: Battle Angel, he is the same dang person every time. I'm with you.
Yep.
Same character. That's why I don't like the guy who plays Andy Bernard. Same damn character every single time. Dude.
I fucking hate Andy, man.
I do too, dude. He's the worst.
I was just watching. Oh, I can't remember what it was. It was one episode where Andy is down in Florida trying to get Aaron to come back. And so the whole episode was The Office.
They had the love triangle.
Without them two.
All right.
And then them two. And any scene with them two in it, I was like, skip.
Yeah.
Move the fuck along. I hate both of these
I also
people.
Hate the lady who plays Aaron.
God, I hate her.
I hate her, too.
That Kimmy Schmidt show.
Yeah, oh, dude. God, it's the worst. It's stuff. Too... I think she's too happy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't relate.
No.
You know? And she's also wealthy, and I hate people that are wealthy.
Yep.
You know? I mean, she may work hard. I don't know the lady. Okay? But... She's the daughter of the man who owns Commerce Bank. And you know what bank has screwed me over more than anyone else on the planet? Commerce Bank! No longer banking there.
The Kimmy Schmidt show is the funniest that show you ever seen, Menace?
Dude, it's a New York thing. It's a New York thing.
Are they in New York?
Yeah. It's a Tina Fey show. It's all about New York,
dude.
It's a New York thing. He probably works with Tytus Burgess, dude. It's all those New Yorkers are all over there circle jerking Times Square, and we can't understand it because we go outside and we see cattle. You know, they have stoops. We don't have stoops.
We don't.
When they talked about stoops and Hey Arnold, because there was Stoop Kid, I didn't know what Stoop Kid meant for 6 years.
Me neither.
I thought stoop was some type of retardation, and they kept making fun of him for being an idiot stoop. But no, a stoop is just where he sat. That's the name of a staircase.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only in places where they also have bodegas. It's a New York thing, dude. I don't understand it.
Yep, me neither. What else we got, man?
Dude, too much.
We got 4 minutes.
Well, we could save some of this for Sunday, you know? Stoop Kid's afraid to leave a stoop.
Yeah.
Well, I was planning on it.
Okay.
Did you out want to?
No, sure.
Okay. What about this? This is the official poster for Game of Thrones final season, man.
Oh, it's a dragon.
It's a dragon, but it's also the Iron Throne.
Iron Throne.
Look at it, man.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a cool poster.
What's in its eyes? Can you zoom in? Can you see anything in the reflection?
I don't
of its eyes?
Think so. No, it's just eyes.
Damn.
Where's that thrown out on the show? Wasn't it like... Like, no one cares about the throne, right? Do you think the Iron Throne will even be available at the end of the series?
Yeah.
Do you think someone will sit on the throne? Do you think there will be a throne to sit on?
Yeah.
Okay. Unless they have spoilers, I don't care. Spoiler, there's a dragon.
Where do you think they're going to stop the White Walkers, though? Do you think it's King's Landing, or do you think it's not going to be Winterfell?
I'm sorry. I don't know why my brain did this, but you said White Walkers, and then immediately... I stopped listening to what you said, and I started thinking of what if Walker Texas Ranger was White Walker Texas Ranger,
uh-huh.
And then he just shows up and he starts roundhouse kicking people. And then in my head, I was like, I can't be thinking about this right now. My co-host is speaking and asking me questions. And then I couldn't stop thinking it, so I had to tell you I wasn't listening
and then explain that to you.
Yeah, if you watch that clip, you'll see my head zoom out, and then you'll hear the Walker Texas Ranger theme playing in my head. I don't know what happened. But now I want Walker Texas Ranger.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, what? What were you saying? So what were you saying? Where were they going to stop?
Yeah. Where are they going to stop
them? I hope that they stop them immediately after the Night King stabs Sansa and kills her. And then they can stop and turn around and go home.
Where on the map?
On her carcass. But where she lived.
My question.
What's right below Winterfell?
I don't know.
What's south of Winterfell?
Moat Cailin.
That's where they're going to stop then.
That's
because
a
I want them
place to, stop.
To trample Sansa
it's
and
a
then
really
stop.
Ugly place. Don't stop there.
I hate Sansa, dude. I'm not even saying it's Trigger Taylor. She just sucks.
You gonna go see Dark Phoenix, man?
I don't think so.
That's north of Winterfell, Taylor.
I feel like we've already seen Dark Phoenix. I feel like we've already seen it. The trailer, I think, is so...
Well, yeah. And also, you know, they've already done that storyline.
What, with the Jean Grey one? Yeah, X-Men 3, but that one's terrible.
I mean, yeah.
X-Men 3 is terrible. But, yeah, they've done the Jean Grey thing. I'm trying to find a meme here that I upvoted, but I didn't put in our thing. I don't remember what this is. Oh, here we go. Runtimes episodes. That's what I got this for. Runtimes for the Game of Thrones. Episode 1, 54 minutes. Episode 2, 58 minutes. Episode 3, 60 minutes. Episode 4, 78 minutes. And then episodes 5 and 6 are both 80 minutes apiece. And you know that they're going to have 5 to 6 minutes each of credits previously on, theme song.
You think they'll do the previously on thing?
Absolutely they will.
Really?
Absolutely.
Anywho, what's the meme?
Oh, the meme doesn't matter.
What's the meme?
I don't know.
It says, "Stop whining, Sansa."
It's a bad meme.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I'm just there for this, okay? That's all I'm there for, so.
No, they were not. They're not feature length.
Yeah, almost none of them are. In fact, none of them are.
No, none of them.
I think 90 minutes is like the small, like even Mary-Kate and Ashley movies are 90 minutes, mm-hmm. You know? So, you're getting boned. You're getting boned. I mean,
I saw a Fleshlight video. You should go back to that one.
I can't play it on stream. I tried. It gets really graphic towards the end.
Damn it.
So I did rewatch it. That's why it was clicked. So, like, can we watch this Fleshlight video on Twitch? And I'm like, probably shouldn't. Probably should. We could probably get away with it because no one knows who we are, but probably shouldn't.
Probably shouldn't.
We probably shouldn't. Hold on. Let me try this out. Hey, Google, what's 54 plus 58 plus 60 plus 78 plus 80 plus 80? 410. Hey, Google, what's 410 divided by 60?
The answer is approximately 6.833.
So it's 6.8 hours of actual television that you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, what, equivalent to season 7 then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is also a shorter season.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. Great, man.
You're getting boned, dude.
Bone me. I don't care.
You just want it?
Give it.
Just give it? Okay.
I'm so ready for April to be over with so we can have seen all the things we need to see. Wait, it won't even be done by then.
No.
Shit, I need May to be over so I can be done with this goddamn show.
We're going to do it in May, dude. Our lives are going to be empty.
Nothing to look forward to. Spider-Man.
Yeah, but it's not going to be as good as Endgame.
No.
Nothing will be for 10 years.
No. You don't know. Lord of the Rings TV show, Witcher TV show, man.
Dude, yes, first of all, that's going to be excellent. I forgot that I needed to be excited about that.
Yeah.
The Endgame stuff got me. Okay, this is really depressing. We'll just end the show on this depressing note. Okay?
Perfect.
So this MCU was 10, it's 11 years long.
Yep.
Because when we first started this show in 2008, we were into Iron Man.
Yep.
First came out. It's best case scenario, we're going to have Phase 6 conclusion. Which is phase 2, you know, it's part 2, the next part of the MCU, 10 mm-hmm. years from now. I'll be 41. You'll be 36.
Sounds good.
And I was thinking, there's no way.
We're going to be doing this show?
Yeah, but we probably thought that.
Yeah.
And here we are, in my 9-year-old son's bedroom, with a stuffed llama. Talking about Marvel and Game of Thrones.
Hey, man, that's a better place than that could be.
What do you think we'll be talking about in 10 years, man?
Flying cars.
You think there'll be anything new?
Mission to Mars. The new implanted cell phone.
Do you think the days of there being appointment television are over? Do you think Game of Thrones is it?
Appointment?
Yeah, like something that television that like people are like...
No. Super Bowl will always happen.
Well, yeah, but not anything like you're going to look forward to for months and months and months that you could speculate about. I mean, sports, I guess, are separate, but...
No. I mean, they're doing that with Star Wars. People keep speculating
about
that.
Do you think... Okay. Stranger Things, I guess, exists, right? People mm-hmm. love Stranger Things. There's a trailer for that. I didn't pull it up. We don't care about Stranger Things, do we?
God, I hate that show.
I think I liked season 2.
I hate that show.
I think I liked it. It's okay.
Unpopular opinion. I hate that show. I fucking hope so, Menace. Burn that show to the ground.
I remember.
I don't give a shit.
Taylor, we aren't quitting now.
I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to be a father because I hate kids.
You don't have to be a father.
I hate them.
You could just be like me and not
have
kids.
No, but I want one.
I have a kid, but you know what I mean.
I want one, but I hate other people's kids.
Well, that doesn't make sense. I mean, biologically, your body is going to love your child whether you like it or not, so you're going to be fine, but you don't have to have kids. The baby phase, I think, is necessary for you to love your kid when he gets to be a jerk.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm going to be smacking my kid.
You can't smack your kids anymore.
I don't give a shit.
You'll go to jail.
Don't give a shit. I will do it to where no one can see. I will do it with the telephone book. Doesn't leave bruises.
He's going
to
tell on you. Do you know...
He can't prove it.
Chris... Yeah, what's going to happen? Chris works at a public school. They have a social worker for the classes. And if Chris goes, oh, this kid said to another kid, my dad's mean, she'll look into it. And if she thinks that it's bad enough, she'll send a social worker to that person's house. You can't escape it, dude. You beat your kids, you'll go to jail.
I'm moving.
To where? Bolivia or something?
They won't stand for that shit down there.
Just imagine a mini you. Would you hang out with yourself? Colby hates himself now. He wishes he wasn't in his own body.
I love my body.
No, you love your body, but you hate the soul inside it.
No, I like that too.
Really?
I'm fine.
I don't believe this.
I'm a fine person.
This is not someone who sounds fine saying that.
I'm good. I'm a self-assured, don't give a shit. I mean, I do threaten to die a lot.
You do, yeah.
Either way, I'll be fine. Afterlife me will just be the same as me right now, so.
Oh, the fan's making the noise again.
I don't hear it.
I hear it.
When I was 17 because of something someone thought they saw?
Are you okay?
I'm going to keep my kids locked in the basement. Homeschool. Hopefully.
Maybe you shouldn't be a father, you know?
Hopefully in 5 years this whole bullshit of kids, you know.
What do you mean?
Are jewels that need to be protected.
There's going
to
be. It's only going to get worse.
That shit better go away.
Are you okay? Need to clear your throat?
No, I'm good.
You don't sound good, man.
It actually feels really good where it's at, so just let it...
Jewels.
Yeah.
Don't be a fool, charge your jewel. That's what the kids say.
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't want kids now. They're going to be pulling that shit all the time.
Yes, they are.
With new stuff that I don't understand.
Oh, you're not going to understand at all. One day, your kid's going to open up the back door, he's going to jump in, he's going to be like, hey, Dad, you know your podcast you do? Yeah, I know someone in my class who has more listeners than you.
I ain't gonna be.
You're gonna drive your car into a ditch. That's what's gonna happen. Hey, Dad, can I borrow your charger for my jewel?
I ain't gonna know you when I have kids.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Why?
Because you're gonna make me hate them.
Why?
You're already starting to.
What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I tell you how kids are?
Yeah.
You should probably know these things.
No, I don't want your judgment. Don't spoil me before I have my chance.
Well, and my kid is actually great. What if you have a jerk? What if you have a dummy?
He's gonna get beat with telephone books. Allegedly.
Okay, man. Good luck to you. I will tell you one thing.
Or no, how... Okay, wait.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Me being the maniacal self I am... I can think of torture methods that will not cause pain.
Yeah, but you shouldn't...
Not physical pain.
You shouldn't be doing that to your children,
Oh,
though.
No, I'm punishing them. This is only if they did something bad.
Is Britt okay? Do I need to ask Britt if she's in a safe situation?
No, she's fine.
Okay.
She doesn't need to speak. Joke. Anywho,
Put Z-Swiggle K next to no marks. What's wrong with you? I don't want that associated.
No, not physical torture. That's not what I'm saying.
Psychological torture.
Yes.
Put him in a room with me for 3 hours.
I might.
That's why you know me. Be like, you're going over to Uncle Seth's house. You're going to help him with his show today. And I'll be like, read Twitch chat, you little twerp.
No, just make him do physical labor.
Oh, I do need a clean house. I hate cleaning, dude.
Dude, it's not abuse.
He cleans my toilet once. He will never disrespect you again.
Yeah. If he does disrespect you while you're here, just push his face into your chair.
Oh, dude, no, you can't kill your child. Child needs to be alive. I could get him close to it, you know, a little bit of suffocation. But if I put his full face there, he'll just die. He'll just pass out and die. It's like noxious gas. Can't do that.
Yeah, see, Pro? That's my point.
Yeah, I'll explain radio to you. And the problem is, Menace, is that I'm going to actually enjoy that. And I will, because I'm an egomaniac, think that the child is enjoying that talk because my insight is so valuable. Mm-hmm. And inside, he'll be dying. And then Colby will know that he's dying. And the problem will be is Colby's going to do that to me. I'm not going to know that I'm psychologically torturing his child. Colby will know that I am. I'm going to feel like I'm bonding. And in reality, his child will now hate me forever. He's going to go to his therapist in his 40s and talk about me. There was this guy who was fat and all he did was talk about radio. It's like back in my day, we didn't have no fancy YouTubes. We just talked into microphones, and it was theater of the mind. And I'm like, if I had a nickel for every time he said the word theater of the mind to me, I would be a millionaire, and I wouldn't have to come to this crappy therapist. I could get a nice therapist, and I could live in New York. Wouldn't have to live here in Kansas with my dad in his trailer.
You can only say that if I moved in with David, then it would be accurate. Guys, I was about to live in a trailer home at one point in time. First time moving out was going to be into a trailer home.
Oh, God, I'm glad that didn't happen. Oh, about the river. We have one river here, so wouldn't have to worry about that at all.
Yeah,
wouldn't have to worry about that.
It's free real estate.
It is. You don't want to live there, though. The reason it's free is because even the homeless people don't live by a river.
No, because it's
I never really thought about that, but that's...
I think there's monsters in it or something.
No, I don't think monsters live in there either. I think it's just diapers, you know?
Satan?
Dude, who knows? Who knows what lives there? Well, anyway, should we play the game?
I mean, a mutated diaper could be a monster.
It could turn in. A diaper monster could exist. You know, babies use diapers, too, right?
Yeah.
Is Britt going to be one of those moms that's like cloth diapers, or is she good with Huggies?
I'm sure she's good with the cheaper option.
Well, the cheaper option's cloth. Oh. Because they're reusable. You wash them off in the sink.
Oh, God, no.
And then you wring them out, and you put it right back on your baby.
I ain't doing that, so.
I mean, Britt, I think, is going to be your boss, so.
I ain't doing that.
There's lots of people that believe in cloth right now, Menace. I mean, there was 10 years ago when I had my kid. I only imagine it's gotten worse in the day of organic. I can only imagine that cloth is even more important now because it's better for your baby's bottom.
I don't give a fuck about my baby's bottom.
You're going to buy so much Desitin because you're going to look at your baby's red bottom and you're going to feel so bad? It's going to happen, man.
No, you got to have like a separate, all just diaper cleaning washer and dryer.
Well, ooh. If you had cloth, yeah.
Wait, does that exist?
Oh,
if not,
definitely it exists.
We should get in.
I don't want to get in the diaper business.
Why not?
Because I don't want to deal
so much money
with all the I need a manager haircut women that are going to want that machine and their children, their bratty children that are probably on leashes.
No, we don't need to see them face to face.
We will to start the company.
No.
We can't just hire people
to
do that.
It's called a website. And yes, they're called salespeople.
How are we going to build a diaper thing? What are we building? A washer and dryer just for diapers?
Yeah.
So let's just go to
like,
Best Buy.
Like, you know, an air fryer?
Yeah, but it's a diaper dryer.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to Best Buy. Let's get a Maytag. One that we could scrape the logo off of. Put on there our own name.
No, that's too
big. And then let's resell them.
I'm saying like air fryer size.
You mean like a counter-sized diaper washer.
Uh-huh.
A little bitty washer and dryer countertop that just is for poop diapers.
Dude, how many are you going to load that thing up with? They're small.
That's a great point. Maybe
they're
five small. At the most. You're right. Five at the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you just fill it up with like a jug of water. We don't even need to have a water connection.
Detergent.
Yeah, just put the detergent in it. Then have a heating element.
It's a pretty good idea, man. I don't know how to build any of this, but... Here is a portable washing machine right here. Yep. Right
That's here. Not the same thing.
It's the same thing. I mean, it's not marketed for diapers.
It's a washing machine. Does it have at all a heater? No.
It says dual twin tub top load and dry.
God damn it.
With built-in drain.
Fuck.
It's literally what this is. Yeah, here's a little compact one right here for $89.
Fuck. everything already exists.
It sure does, dude.
Everything.
It sure does. Portable washing machine for smaller spaces. Right here. Dude, let's get one of these for my house.
Right. See, but that would also be the bad thing, is how would we get rid of the water in the thing?
You put it down the sink.
Yeah, but it's going to be shit-filled.
Yeah, but they already wash them in the sink, so what's the difference? They're used to having poop go down their sink.
Really?
Yeah. They got poop sink, dude.
How about adding, like, an air freshener into
these
the poop
hippies
water?
Don't care. They probably like to sniff the poop. Like,
yeah, but we can.
My baby ate
we
organic.
We could not get hippies if we made this.
Why?
We could get the hippies, obviously.
I think hippies are the only market for this.
No, you can get, like, standard housewives to do the diaper thing. If you say that it's healthier,
all
and
those people,
and you don't have to,
all those
the poop,
people are doing LuLaRoe, and they're all think they're hippies. Every one of them.
Whatever.
I like your idea, but it already exists,
it
man.
Let's play the game.
Okay, let's play the game. So tonight we're
Show's
gonna play.
Over!
We're gonna play Trials Fusions.
God damn it!
It is a motorcycle
I
game.
I voted like three times.
Yeah,
for the
I noticed.
Sim.
You didn't even try to hide it. By the way, you know that I see the names of the entries, right?
Oh yeah.
Like, let me just show
I
chat
just
real quick.
I
going
to look at it and be like, oh, okay, 5-5. That's fine. Because I only did it to where it tied. I didn't even do it to where I was winning.
Well, and then someone else voted and untied it. So, yeah. Actually, it even lost by more of a thing. A more of a margin.
Cool.
Than what it actually lost at, is what you're saying.
What now?
Like, it looked tied, and then Taco voted for Trials. So it was untied, but in reality, all of your fake votes actually made the margin closer than it even looked.
Oh, yeah.
Taco truck, real. Okay? Whore monkey.
That one's me.
That's less real.
That one's me.
Yeah, you don't say?
The bitch man is also
me. Yeah, you don't say. Who could have guessed?
Those are the only two that are me.
Yeah. That's all that was needed. All these rest of these people, real people. Okay? Mm-hmm. Damn. You could at least pick someone else.
Dude, twitch.tv/bitchman definitely exists.
It does not.
It does.
There's no way.
It so does.
It doesn't.
Go to it right now. If it doesn't, that's my new Twitch username. Bitchman. Bam. Damn it! Ah! How about whore monkey? Can you have a curse word in your Twitch name?
I don't think so.
Damn. Well.
Colby's too lazy to do any of that pro Xbox crap. There's no
yeah,
way.
Yeah, no, it was meant to, for no him way. To see it and yeah. be like, Colby voted twice. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
He could have thrown the vote, but it didn't work. So. We're going to play Trials.
Yay.
And we're going to enjoy it. It's a game about motorcycles. I honestly don't even really know what it is, to be 100% honest with you.
Cool.
I haven't really seen it. So we're going to check that out. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to play Trials. Yeah! Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong song. That's the wrong song.
That is the wrong one.
That's my bad. So we're going to take a quick break. 5 minutes here if you're watching us live. Come back. Trials, motorcycle race game. Colby plays games.
I just looked inside my e-cig, and that's not good looking.
Oh!
This is why you don't get a white one. Because then you can see that. All the black is, like, from my jeans in my pocket.
But you're inhaling that, man.
I don't know what the yellow shit is.
That's what you're inhaling.
Anywho, everybody have a great night.
Yeah.
Stay here.
Yeah, if you're watching us live, stay put. We'll be back. Take a quick break. Take a 5-minute break. Come back.
I gotta go wash out this tip.
If you... Is that a word for pee?
Anywho, love you all. Before.
You're just leaving. The show's not over.
You're done.
Well, if you're listening to the audio version of the show, all the links are at SethColby.com, including the merch, links to Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and iTunes, and... all the social medias, just go to SethColby.com, I guess. If you're watching us live on Twitch, stay where you are. If not, we'll see you Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m., no, 7 p.m. Central European time.
Bye-bye, everybody! Bye-bye! Bye-bye! Bye-bye!
His hands were wet. Okay, we'll see y'all later. Bye, everybody! Bye-bye!